God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Recently, I was addressing a group of people who had brought young people, both deaf and hearing, from all across the country to camp. And it's been a great week. It was a Friday. And I just told them, look, if you've been wrangling juniors this week, whether deaf or hearing, if you've been spending a lot of time talking with teenagers this week, then I've got a great verse for you. And I mentioned that I'm amazed how often I read just the right thing at the right time, and God just brings those things at the appropriate time. Hebrews 6:10 was a great verse for the last day of camp. The Bible says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister." So once again, we're reminded that God knows you, God understands you, and God remembers you. Some people don't understand you. Some people don't know you. Some people may know you, but not really, because they don't understand you. Some people may know and understand you, but they forget you. Can I tell you something? God doesn't. And so remember that God doesn't forget. The Bible says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love." God does not lack any mental capacity with which to remember anything. So the only way God could not remember is if he chose not to remember, and that would be unrighteous in this case. Not because of our merit, but because of his promise. You see, God doesn't forget. God keeps his promises. In the following verses, the Bible reminds us that when God made promise to Abraham, because the Bible says he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. So God kept his promise to Abraham. And so, verse 15 says, after he, Abraham, had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Verse 18 says, it was impossible for God to lie. So God remembers his promises. God keeps his promises. The more you know God's word, the more you know God's mind. The more you know God's mind, the more you have faith, because you have something in which to exercise it. Faith is not a matter of just pulling something out of thin air and believing it. Faith is a matter of knowing God's character and knowing God's promises and trusting him to make good on who he is and what he's said. God keeps his promises. God remembers his people. He's not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. You know, sometimes we do things and your pastor doesn't know, your spouse doesn't know. Maybe you are the pastor and your people don't know. But people forget because they didn't know to begin with. But God knows and God understands and God remembers. Those are three interrelated but separate things. God knows you, God understands you, and God remembers you. So don't forget that God remembers. And then it's interesting to note that God attributes our service to others as service to himself. Which ye have showed, your labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name. How's that? In that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. When we serve the least among us, then we are serving the Lord Jesus when we are doing so in his name. So whatever you may remember or forget today, don't forget that God remembers. And remember that God doesn't forget. He keeps his promises, he remembers his people, and he attributes their service to others as service to himself.